Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here as always.
What's up guys?
With Diego.
Hey y'all, how's it going?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Me too.
Okay. And I knew you guys were. I could tell from looking at you.
And it's
we have shit-eating smiles on our face.
I know, right? we're feeling good. It's we're in the middle of a double feature of Studio Ghibli films today. The first that we're going to review will be The Secret World of Arrietty.
Yeah.
Which is 2010 in Japan, but I think it just came out in February in the States, wide release, English dubbed.
Theaters. Disney released it in February.
Which is good. Year. They get a lot of money out of something that they had no hand in doing at
exactly.
all.
Sounds and like standard Disney.
And, and also for the English version, they had some famous people do a couple of the voices, like Will Arnett played like the dad character, and
Amy Poehler was the wife. So that was kind of funny, but they divorced, and so now it's not as cool.
Yeah, it's whatever now.
It's whatever now, but I really, I guess it's an anime, if you guys didn't figure that out, but it's an anime based kind of on the story of the old fable, The Borrowers, right, Sam?
Yeah, The Borrowers, which is, I think, a Celtic?
Maybe. I'm guessing with all the Irish, so many years.
Yeah, that was not, that was
that
creepy.
Wasn't fun.
That was really creepy.
The soundtrack sucked ass.
Yeah, that was bad. That was creepy. But it's like a Celtic story about basically like very tiny people that live in houses and they take like sugar cubes.
They steal shit. They're not borrowers.
They're not borrowers. They steal shit.
They call
shit.
Themselves borrowers. Okay.
They call themselves whatever they want.
What is it they do? They take things that they think people won't notice are gone.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's their kind of weird code.
Yeah, and then they just
and if they're seen, they have to move.
They have to they have to get out because they're afraid that they're going to get, you know, squished or killed or disappear.
Something bad.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Bad news bears.
Right, exactly.
They were borrowers.
But that's a pretty simple, it's a simple tale. And it's basically a secret. It's Arrietty is the main character, and it's kind of like it goes between her relationship with her family, the other two borrowers in the house, and
her mom and dad.
Her mom and dad, and then this one sick boy named Sho, who had
he has like a heart disease.
He's kind of sick, and he's kind of holed up in this kind of like country. It's a country house, and it's a really nice country.
Yeah,
house.
It's really idyllic.
Yeah,
kind of actually. Yeah. Similar to My Neighbor Totoro, except much fancier.
Much fancier.
Way, way fancier.
They have help.
They have a second floor.
Yeah. And it's kind of like her relationship with him, because he kind of goes in there right off the bat, right at the start of the movie, he sees her. And then it's kind of like things happen from that point on.
Yeah, it should be noted, it's like a super big deal to see the borrowers in this version, in the Studio Ghibli version, unlike the... like the American cartoon and British cartoons where like the borrowers aren't that big of a deal. If
right.
Seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, classic Ghibli fare, I would say, in the sense that
definitely.
The production value is super high.
Yeah. The animation was top notch.
It looks really good.
Pretty it looks
look very
good.
Pretty. Yeah.
And we had it on the projector, so it looked even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Looked pretty awesome.
Shout outs to the library.
Thank you, Texas Tech Library.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah,
doesn't feel good.
It didn't feel good coming out.
Yeah, did it feel good going in?
Ow!
But
every time,
I would have to say, well, you know, let's talk highlights, because there's a lot to this movie that I liked. I liked this. There's a lot of things that I liked more than I disliked.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And it's not so much that I disliked it, so much that I didn't care for some aspects that were just like take it or leave it almost.
Diego, you want to go with your highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, I mean, I guess first of all, it was standard Studio Ghibli stuff. It was pretty to look at.
Right.
You know, some of the shots were, I mean, all of the shots were really nice to look at.
Yeah.
I think my favorite scene is probably early on when Sho, he sees the borrowers and he knows that they dropped the little piece of sugar.
Uh-huh.
And he's leaving the little note for him because he knows they're trying to be secretive. I thought that was a very cool dynamic that they were creating without actually doing a whole lot of work between Sho and Arrietty.
Arrietty.
Whatever, man. I don't care.
It's late. Yeah.
Anyway, that was
a
favorite. I think that was the very cool. They were really building there was a lot of character development.
Right.
Yeah.
And I did care about all the characters.
You're saying, and you talked about your favorite scene, but in general, you just like the character development. If you had to pick,
I think that's right.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We'll go with highlights and then we'll go back around for lowlights.
Okay, sounds solid.
Andy, you want to do your highlights?
My highlights were I really liked animation is always good, and that's the one thing you can always count on in a Studio Ghibli movie. I watched Ponyo in Japan before it came out to the States, and I really didn't think that movie had anything special for it as far as the story went. But I thought it was the animation of that movie was just superb. And in this movie, the animation is still pretty good, right? And I liked it a lot. And the thing that I like the most, generally speaking, is how original they were with using, like, basically tiny people in their tiny people world.
Yeah, they did
using the nails as the steps.
Yeah, yeah, and then all of the liquid, because of the way, you know, liquid would be when they're all small. It's like right. all... It's all like viscous.
All the surface tension and cohesion. All the things dripping around.
Yeah.
I thought that was very imaginative.
That was a good call. Good call.
And the surroundings. Favorite scene, I would have to say when the crow shows up in the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you know, I'm not giving too much away because I feel like that's kind of a big scene.
Yeah.
But
it might be the most action-packed scene in the entire movie.
Which is going to be back to my lowlights in a bit. Yeah. Thank you for the foreshadowing, good sir.
All right.
There you go.
But, you're welcome. Animation was great. My favorite thing in general is it's fun to watch these little people interact in a world that's so big. And even when they get outside, it seems even more gigantic. And you get a sense of like, wow, it's huge.
Yeah, for sure.
It's gargantuan. It's Diego's monster cock.
Yeah.
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 It's exactly like that. It's what I would imagine the world is like for all those lesser, well.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of us can be hung like a
jeez.
Moose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The HBO show was based on him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, how about you tell us?
My highlight is actually the same as Andy's, where I thought the animation was really cool, and I also really liked how they used the sense of scale between, you know, regular people, the human beings.
The beans.
Beans. That was a hilarious translation.
I really want that to be... If you guys catch it in, like, a different translation, our translation was direct from the source, and I guess whatever they used for the word being, they replaced with the word bean. So I really want that to be a mistake somebody made on purpose, because I think it would be good. I really like the animation. I thought it was pretty interesting throughout. And the only scene that really stuck out to me was kind of toward the end with the cat, when they make friends with the cat, because I thought that was super cute.
Now, is that because of the movie or just because you like
cats?
I like cats. They're cool, but it was a cute scene.
It's a cat.
I thought it was cool.
It's just because of the cat.
It's a cat, dude.
It's still cute.
I'm not saying it's not cute.
It was one of those things where it's like you stare into the eyes and know. One of those, the classic. It's like, okay. Yeah.
It was a taming of the beast kind
taming
of thing.
I like that.
It was neat. Yeah.
That was cute.
Right. Yeah. Taming of the shrew.
Yeah.
Right on. Let's talk lowlights, Diego.
Okay. Lowlights. You know, there aren't many lowlights. I just kind of got the impression it was a good movie, but it wasn't really a great movie for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess in that vein, one of you guys was talking about this after we saw the movie, that I never really got a tone for the movie.
Right. Yeah.
Like, generally, I feel kind of positive, I guess. Kind of happy about how it turned out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was never a central, like, hook for anything to make me feel
there's
that.
No sensual hook.
Yeah,
sensual like, I
hook.
Got it.
I don't know. There was a little bit of a sensual hook.
Yeah. is that what you wanted to say on that? That was your biggest...
I guess so. You know, I just never felt like there was never any action or movement from the characters. I cared about them.
Right.
But they never did anything. They just kind of existed around in that little world.
Okay.
Which is cool. It's a neat world.
No, I got you right there. I figure, and my complaint is pretty much the same as Diego's. It goes along. Well, it should be noted that Hayao Miyazaki, who directs and creates who created and directed some of the most prolific Studio Ghibli movies, like Princess Mononoke, My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah.
And I think he also did Ponyo too. But like, when you look at this is not directed by him. And usually Ghibli movies that aren't directed by Hayao Miyazaki still have some sort of Hayao Miyazaki like hand in it. But you can definitely tell Hayao Miyazaki did Spirited Away too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did he not do Howl's Moving Castle? He did Howl's Moving Castle, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And so the thing is, like, he directs, he might squander the best projects for himself.
Yeah.
But these guys, they have a really the whoever directed this movie, I thought did a good job for what with what he had, but it's definitely not like top notch directing.
Yeah, the dude who directed The Secret World of Arrietty is Hiromasa Yonebayashi.
That's right.
And
it's a mouthful.
He,
oh, good job.
Just like Diego.
Like Diego. he was just like a. I guess the way that Studio Ghibli works is like you kind of like play certain roles for the production of
right.
a movie. And he initially started with Princess Mononoke as like a cleanup artist or like an in-between.
Right.
I'm not really sure exactly what that entails, but I think he was just like a normal animator, and he kind of rose through the ranks, and
which is good for him because he started that was 1997, and then
yeah.
by 2010 rolls around,
yeah,
he 17 is
years.
Director. Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah. And The Secret World of Arrietty is certainly not a bad
it's
debut.
Not a bad movie by any stretch.
Not a bad debut at all for a animated movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do the math in my head. It wouldn't be 13 years?
It is 13. I was going to let it go.
Oh, okay.
Did I say 17?
Yeah, you said 17.
Oh, my bad. It's 13.
No. Anyway. Anyway. Yeah.
It's okay. He's fine.
Yeah, we've had a couple to drink.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure is yeah. sugar.
I would have to say that the tone, there was, it just, when you're watching it, you're just watching you're watching something happen. You're not really invested in it as much as you are in some other Ponyo. I mean, some other Studio Ghibli movies.
Skip a little ahead of the picture.
Yeah. But like, I'm thinking, you know, it's definitely not a scary movie. It's definitely not like a suspenseful movie. It's just kind of like, but Totoro, you always get like a bubbly sense that things are happening and there's something wondrous around. There's not really a sense here when it's like, oh, something wondrous. Or little people are
it's
here.
It's not really, yeah, the magic is already out there in the
yeah.
open.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It
but
seems like it could have been more fanciful, is I guess what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Something more about like, and then instead, whenever they talked about kind of like, oh, the little people are here, it's like the characters were excited about it, but you really weren't
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, you already
about it.
Knew about it. It wasn't
yeah.
that amazing to you yet, you know?
And then, you know, at the end, there are some characters that I would like to see a little bit more of. The Spiller character was kind of cool.
Yeah, he seemed like a badass.
Cool.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I have to say. I didn't hate it. I didn't actually I didn't dislike it. I just wouldn't be like, wow, guys, this thing just blew my mind.
This was amazing.
Because when I watched Spirited Away in the theaters, I wasn't like, the story was very, pretty cool and original, but like watching that animation, and that was, you know, that was 2000 and. Four or 2001,
really?
Right? Yeah,
wow,
2001.
Yeah,
so but I mean, goddamn, that animation.
And I bet that would really would have come through awesome on a big screen, like
right.
a movie theater.
Exactly. Yeah, I just that was more of a cool, trippy kind of like original thing. There's every Ghibli movie that I watch. Also, I have like some sort of iconic scene. In My Neighbor Totoro, you know, it's either the cat bus or them waiting for the bus, actually, or like on the tree sitting there waiting for their like garden to grow.
Yeah, for sure.
Princess
a lot of
Mononoke, you see like the spirit sprites.
Yeah.
Or like
the
big wolf creature.
Also the big demon thing.
Yeah. And then, you know, Ponyo, you have in my mind, the big flood. The list goes on and on. Spirited Away, especially. There's like, you know, people turning into pigs and things like that. That is awesome.
Yeah.
But Arrietty, I will have to say, there are scenes in there that are cool, but I won't be like, oh my god, guys, this is my favorite scene.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think when we went around and told we talked about our favorite scenes, like none of them, I don't know if you guys thought any of them were like especially remarkable.
No.
You know?
No. And especially I feel like I've seen it all before with Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
In regards to like a big cat face screaming at you and you see the inside of its mouth open
yeah.
up and
yeah.
stuff like that. But yeah, I'd go, I'm on Diego's side right now with, as far as our complaints go. What about you, Sam?
Yeah.
What did you not like as much?
No, I think it's about the same, that like the characters, like the movie doesn't really, make you care that much about any of the characters other than the girl.
Oh, okay.
It makes you care about the girl a lot.
Right.
You know, that's like the main driving force behind the entire story. So, like, yeah, it makes you care about her a lot. I kind of wish that they had either spent more time developing the boy who is, I guess, like
Spiller.
Spiller
or
Sho.
Or Sho.
Sho is who I'm talking about. Like,
okay.
Because he helps them out in, like, pretty, defining ways for the adventure, you know, because he
right.
helps kind of hide them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you don't really get to know about him at all other than the one scene where he says, like, I have a heart condition, you know?
Yeah, and that doesn't really get resolved.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, that doesn't. You don't really learn any more about that, and you don't learn too much about the family. Or they mention other borrowers, but not.
That didn't much matter.
It doesn't
either.
It doesn't get fleshed out very much.
There's
so.
some little inconsistencies. Are like, wow, how did he get from this point to this point? Like, how did he find out they live there?
Yeah,
and, you know, we can fill in the holes pretty easily.
Yeah, like you know, just
his
kind
mom
of kind of
like coined him in, like, hey, there, I saw little people there when I was there.
Yeah,
maybe you'll see little people when you're there too.
Yeah,
and you can just one can be nice and make the assumption that she told him about all this other shit.
Yeah, but it would have been really nice to have that more fleshed out, just because it would allow,
or especially like him. Like, the act of him discovering, like, oh my gosh, this is where they live.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
That would have been cool.
And I think that would have set the tone that we're looking for here.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It's really not wondrous enough. Because it's just like, oh, like...
There's no sense of discovery. I think that's
what exactly.
There should be. It's little people living in a giant world. That should be badass.
That's pretty cool.
Worlds collide.
Yeah.
But they
didn't actually, didn't HBO do a reality show about little people?
Well, they also have a I think so.
I think that was awful.
Well, yeah, they also have a taxi show where they talk about sexual confessions, right?
Maybe not my best route of argument.
Sure.
Fine.
No.
Sure.
No, no. Taxi cab confessions. Isn't that a thing where it's like they're just like driving around a lame cab in New York and like the people are like, oh my God, I went to this orgy one time. Yeah, I'm dead serious. That's HBO. Like,
I'll just
say,
I'll just say, never. I'm gonna ride in the back of your car.
I don't know. I'll ask you so many questions.
So many.
It's like cash cab, but without the cash. And all sex.
And all the sex, yeah.
Yeah.
We're watching different episodes of Cash Cab.
Yeah, on different channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't think, it doesn't really pull you in very much. Mm-hmm. And like both Diego and Andy said, there's nothing that draws you in to ground you into the story.
Right, so, right. Yeah. I guess it sounds like we're really agreeing on a lot of stuff, and I guess it's because we have a unanimous decision on the fact that we didn't dislike this movie. And
it's certainly not
overall
a bad movie.
It's a good kids movie, I would say, if you have kids.
Right, yeah.
Definitely a good kids movie.
It beats a lot of, like, you know, obviously direct to video, but like just regular Disney crap.
Mary Kate and
out.
Ashley are fucked on this one.
Well, I hope. Ooh, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind doing that. Nowadays, not back when they were in the.
Oh, it's not me. I'm so.
It's
happy.
Not you this time.
This feels good.
Oh, okay.
This feels like to have the moral high ground.
Great. No,
good.
The guy's
good,
creaming.
Feel good.
Creaming in his pants right now.
Feels good. And there goes the moral high ground.
He has to buy a new pair of jeans every weekend because of these reviews.
Yeah, dude. But those Levi's are nice.
They are nice.
Yeah.
Carpenters.
Next week's will be two.
Are they Carpenter Levi's? Really?
No.
I don't think those are.
I was going to say, I don't think Levi's does Carpenters.
Yeah,
like
those
Levi's? Like the better Levi's?
I don't know, man. I assume they make everything because it's Levi's. And
it's just
fancy smashy.
I think they just...
Yeah.
It's not hard to be imaginative.
I think they make... They're like
I like
the,
how
the
Diego,
jeans
I like
guys.
How Diego says that Carpenter jeans are imaginative.
I think they're very... Look, it's so useful. You
so
can put
imaginative.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Get
your
leather
man
out.
You could put a borrower in there. Yeah. You can just hang her off. Yeah.
I don't want no thieves up in my jeans, man.
I want to be in your jeans.
Wow. I really never thought I would say that sentence.
Yeah, right. I know. Let's talk... Let's talk ratings, starting with Diego and ending with Sam again. Out of a 10, and we're talking out of movie experience. For those of you who don't remember or haven't seen one of Diego's latest reviews, he gave Boondock Saints a...
I think it's a 7.5.
He gave it a 7.5. Yeah. So that should give you guys some sense of scale of what Diego wants. But anyway, let's talk the movie, dude. What would you give it on a 10 and why?
I guess I'm going to go with a 5.
Holy shit.
I don't think it's low. That's exactly in the middle, right?
Well, you dropped down a point from like 10 minutes ago.
Well, I thought I had to think about it.
Okay.
Right?
Great. Okay.
And this is what I came to.
The
right?
wheels
it's
are
not,
turning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not a bad movie, so it's not less than a 5, but it's not like a really great movie. And if I had to watch a kid's animation movie, right?
Right.
I can think of... like a couple other ones I would definitely rather see. I would definitely never...
Well, that's a good point.
Watch... like, even if it was on TV, I think I'd change the channel.
Well, okay. That would make sense. I like that. I like that. That is a fair 5.
Yeah.
Judging by what you feel about it, I'd say that's a good 5. Yeah. And the
I'm
fact...
I'm glad it meets your expectations.
Well, yeah. It's actually... Yeah. I think that's a right on for what you would expect.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that you make a good point in the fact that you could think of Pixar... You can think of not even just Pixar, but any DreamWorks thing. I'd rather watch Shrek.
I don't know if I'd rather watch
Shrek. Dude, that's messed up.
I'd rather
watch like
Madagascar,
Secret of Nim.
Ice Age.
I want to watch. I would Fern rather
Gully,
watch.
That has little people, right?
Fern Gully.
Is that the one where she does the surfing fairies. on the leaf thing in the rainforest?
Yeah. I think so.
And I'd rather.
I don't remember the last time I saw that movie.
I'm trying to think.
I'm going to say I'd rather see that.
There are trees in the movie, so I'm assuming. Yeah, why the fuck not?
Yeah, it's the same movie.
Do some leaf surfing.
I guess for me,
Brave Little Toaster's a 10, dude.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I still have no idea what the fuck that is.
Junkyard scene, man. Unforgettable.
Yeah.
Land before time.
Going back to Five Will Goes West.
Yes. Anyone? Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to think. Going back to your point about the movies that you would rather watch that were kids' movies.
Yeah.
I could think off the top of my head just Studio Ghibli movies that I would rather watch.
For sure. Yeah.
Right.
Easy.
Totoro. I don't know. Ponyo is a tough call because Ponyo is just like at the end you're like, oh, okay, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I think Matt Damon plays a
Matt
voice.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a character in the English dub. But
I'd listen to him.
I mean, Spirited Away.
Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle,
you know,
Grave of Fireflies. Don't watch that with your kids.
Yeah, Princess Mononoke. Maybe watch that one with your kids.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me when I watched it.
Learn about conservation, bitch.
Yeah.
Trees are important.
I would have to say I would give it a 6. Mm. It's a full point ahead of you, but I don't really think that it would mean much more. I would say watch it with your kid because I think a kid would find it really entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's like the tiny versus the big.
Yeah.
You know, the relationship between the boy and the girl is worthy enough to, like, I'd say for you to care about and to see what happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially when a kid's watching it, you might think it's fun. You know, like when that roach appears for the first time or when they're like exploring.
Right.
And, you know, you don't get enough of that in this movie, though. You don't get enough, like, I'm exploring the house for the first time because that's the first time she goes out with her dad.
Basically, it just seems like the entire thing has a loss of wonder compared to the other studio.
She could have had, like, there could have been a lot more done with her experiences, like, wow, this is the first time being out in this big house.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it again. I'm going to bite off more than I could chew. You can see all sorts of conflicts that you kind of expect in a movie like this that you don't really get.
Yeah. They could have elaborated on
stuff for sure. But then again, it was, I can't believe it was only an hour and 34 minutes. It felt like so much longer.
It did feel like a lot longer. When I looked, I couldn't believe that it was that short.
Because I was kind of bored in some places.
It dragged a little bit.
Yeah.
It moved kind of slowly.
And that's the thing. I wouldn't put it past. I think there are a lot more interesting movies out there, even in Ghibli's catalog. Oh, God. Porco Rosso is great. Porco Rosso is great. What were you going to say, Diego?
I was going to say, don't you think a kid might get bored watching this?
Yeah, I think a little boy might get. I think a little girl might think Arietti's really cute and, like, look at what she's doing with that, like, the needle sword and, you know, putting the hair clip thing and all that stuff. And I think they would like it. I think they would like it if they just sat there and watched it.
She's a role model.
It's definitely pretty to look at.
She's a role model.
Yeah.
It's definitely pretty to look at. So I'd give it a 6. I'd rent it if you have a kid and you want to watch a movie with them, because I think adults can take into it, you know, enjoy the animation, enjoy some little bits about it. We didn't hear how interesting the English dub was. My sister said the English dub was really fun to listen to, like Amy Poehler and like Will Arnett kind of go back and forth as husband and wife.
I bet that's really hilarious,
right?
Actually.
So I'm going back to it. Rent it with your kid if you haven't seen it and you're a Studio Ghibli fan. I would say watch it, and you can, you know, I think you need to. It's definitely when Ghibli comes out with anything, I think an anime fan should probably check it out just because you can't go wrong with the Ghibli, and it's kind of fun to see what they're doing with CGI, which I thought was masterfully done again.
Yeah, they use CGI in really subtle ways throughout the movie, but it was, like, you can kind of tell if you're looking for it, but if you're not really looking for it, it just blends in really well with the animation.
And, you know, like the scenes when they're crawling around the house at nighttime and stuff like that. It's fun to watch. But
for sure.
Other than that, you can think of 5 movies off the top of your head from Ghibli that just dominate this movie, wipe the floor with it.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is shit. Utter shit.
That
was awful.
Time around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is. It makes a big thing in animated movies. I think soundtrack really plays a big part of it.
I think in any movie, soundtrack plays a big. I'm looking at you, Summer Hours.
Summer Hours, fucking Summer Hours.
Especially if it's subtitled.
Yeah,
I think the soundtrack is even more important.
Because everyone can understand the nuance of the music. Yeah, that's a very good point.
Or how awful it is.
Exactly.
And creepy.
It's bad. Yeah. Generally, English like lyrics to Japanese movies or Chinese movies, for that matter, never really fit. Anyway, that's my long-winded decimal review of it.
You know, because you guys just brought up the music thing, I think I'm going to have to also go with a 6 because, Yeah, that was really... I just remembered, like, the very beginning of the movie. That was really bad.
Diego, happy. I'm happy y'all are coming back down.
Well, because that
Sam was...
Sam was
so excited. Because
initially...
For the record, I was at a 6 when I started.
Okay, well, see, like, initially I had given it a 6.5.
Right.
Like, a week kind of medium 6.5.
I thought it was a week 7.
You gave it a week
strong,
7,
Well, that
Sam.
Was...
Strong 6.5, whatever that means.
No, let's hold his feet to the fire. He said a week 7.
Yeah,
week
I had a week 7, which is, like, a strong 6.5.
Well, but what's then the I point? That's the, now we're just arguing semantics.
Regardless,
numbers,
I remembered
I
about the music and how bad it was throughout. Except, well, the music at the very end, I guess, wasn't that bad. Although the lyrics seemed pretty creepy, too, to the...
I'm just confused about how you said that a week 7 means a strong 6.5.
Well, like a really
our number
seven.
System has no meaning.
Our number system does have no meaning.
Oh,
just
God.
In case that was unclear before.
They're just opinions,
now.
bro. Yeah.
No one's going to listen anymore.
Yeah.
Anybody's listening now.
Those Chinese people are.
Yeah.
And our homies from Ghana. What's up?
Thank you, Ghana.
Shout out to
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia and Ghana. Africa.
Woo!
For cons, yeah.
Racist.
No, that's not.
I'm joking. Keep on going.
Just lost that audience.
I know, right?
So you're
giving it a 6.
Yeah,
is
maybe
it a strong 6.
Yeah,
a week?
I would say
like
probably
an apathetic 6.
No, I'd say probably like a stronger 6, just because like
so
it
you mean
was
like a 5.5.
No,
I'm confused now.
I think it would be good to watch, especially if you have kids. Just like I think with almost all the Ghibli movies, except for maybe Grave of the Fireflies.
For sure. Yeah.
But probably not very good to watch for adults, just because it gets sort of, not boring, but like there's not a lot to care about.
I think boring's the right word.
I was pretty bored.
Yeah, there's not that many jokes either.
There's a lot more slapstick and a lot more.
There's a lot of slapstick, yeah. But no actual like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant there's a lot
humor.
More slapstick in other Ghibli movies than this one even.
Oh,
there's very little humor.
Yeah, there's very I mean there. I think.
But I mean,
things,
I think there's more
there
slapstick than like straight up jokes.
Yeah,
that's true.
And
sure.
Like the thing is though, the slapstick doesn't really work that well.
And a lot of it's cutesy when it's like, oh, I can't believe they're doing this with their little tiny hands, or like they're using this thing to do this.
Yeah,
That it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun for like the first 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, and then they stop doing their cutesy little things.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of loses steam after all.
So, is this like a week? Like, Diego would not recommend it.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Even to a family with kids?
No, really. Like I said, if it came on the TV, I'm changing the channel.
Right.
I'd rather watch, I don't know, Pawn Stars. Is that still a thing?
That's still there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'd rather watch Rehab. What's the one, the A&E one, where they always do like the... Oh, you know what I'm talking about, where they do the... Oh.
Yeah.
No. It's when they all kind of surprise them.
Intervention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would rather watch that. This is a week...
Okay. These are the worst TV shows we've ever thought
of. This is a terrible comparison.
Well, I love
it. I think we have to change our ratings now.
I know. To what you would rather watch?
Yeah. Do you want to watch this kids movie or this movie about this crackhead? This meth addict needs some help, everybody.
But they're
gonna
is
that the one with Dr. Drew?
No. Because
I would recommend the one with Dr. Drew.
Oh, well, the one with all the washed up celebrities.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Dr. Drew Celebrity.
I just know it's
Rehab.
Dr. Drew. Loveline Part 2.
I don't know.
That's true.
I just knew what Intervention was.
Intervention is great. They get flown off
Sarah
to like Hawaii for like
Sarah
6 weeks.
Is a meth addict and she needs help. Everybody scold her for the next 20 minutes.
I like how you made fun of him and you like follow the show like nobody's business.
I know, right?
I don't follow the show. I just know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just.
We really care about
Sarah too. Yeah. Okay. But it's a weak recommendation for people who like anime, and a recommendation for kids.
Yeah,
for a kids movie, I would say. What about you?
I would give it probably like a warmer recommendation for kids at least, because I mean I think the children would be, you know, especially
just think
to
about
me,
the children.
Yeah,
think of the children. Yeah, no. Yeah. If you guys ever had to watch, like, if you're younger and you watched the Borrowers cartoon, this is really just kind of like a really nice episode of the Borrowers. It's not really that. It's not like extraordinary or epic in the way that Studio Ghibli normally produces their movies. It's just kind of like, oh, this is a good episode of The Borrowers.
Right.
If you're thinking of TV shows from a kid, wouldn't you rather see a remake of like Street Sharks?
That would be pretty sweet. But I think kids might enjoy just like it's different from the cartoons that most people watch now anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely no song
and dance.
It's
definitely a little smarter, I think, than most cartoons that come out.
Which might be better for the parents if they're looking for something different.
Yeah.
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 Well, yeah.
Some kids get bored of watching Lion King 80 times in a row.
fucking
some kids
watch
Evil Dead 5 times in a week.
There's nothing wrong with Evil Dead 5 times in a week. Okay. Dude.
Some kids,
they all grow up to be very normal, productive members of society.
Right,
yeah, wearing
not according to the fortune cookie.
Or to the shirt he's wearing right now.
It's a portal shirt.
It's not a portal shirt. It's some.
Have you played the second one?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's good.
All right.
Yeah,
we should review that.
We gotta cut this.
Yeah, we gotta go.
It's too long. Okay. Sam, you wanna
close this out, man?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please feel free to.
If you think
drop
we're wrong
us a
about
line,
this.
Tell us we're wrong because fucking Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb all have it.
We totally forgot to talk about the ratings for that. Rotten Tomatoes has fucking high.
Yeah, 94% for critics, 86% for audience. IMDb has it at like
7.7.
So we're probably in the minority.
We are in the minority in the fact that we didn't like it as much as everybody else, but we've seen better, especially out of Ghibli.
Yeah, especially out of Ghibli.
The bar is raised higher.
Yeah. But again, thanks a lot for listening, and bye.
Bye.
Bye.